Wendy, you know who's joined us in the studio is our friend Pat McGann. He's your friend. He's my friend. I think he's America's friend.
I have other friends, too. Yeah.
Who's your best friend?
I'm friendly.
Friend? Who is your best friend,
My best
Pat?
Friend.
Yep. Name names.
Wait, first of all, who's your best friend in the whole wide world?
Grant Mulvey. Chicago Blackhawk great Grant Mulvey.
Is he really?
He's my best
Grant
friend.
Grant doesn't know
Does
that.
Does he know that? Yeah, right?
I've sent him some notes saying it, but he has not responded. He's probably in awe.
Yeah, that's the word.
Who is your best friend?
I don't know who my
Come
best
on,
friend
name
is.
Name names.
It's hard to pick one person. Say your wife.
Yeah. Well, you know,
your wife is?
No.
She's not? Is she in the top 10?
She is, definitely.
She cracked the top 10?
She's my wife. That's enough.
Do you change
That's enough
it
title.
Every Sunday?
She doesn't get to be the best friend, too.
My wife
yes,
is my second best friend after Grant Mulvey.
I mean, at the end of the day, she's probably, and I'm not a fan of that saying that, end of the day, but she's probably is my best friend. But
right.
You don't
Why
I
are
don't
you embarrassed
say that.
To say it?
Because it's like a cliche, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think it's beautiful.
She's my best friend.
Who's her best friend?
You, Bill.
Probably me.
Probably me. She better say me.
I hope it's you.
I'd be very upset if she didn't.
It's okay to be friends.
Who's yours, Wendy?
Jim.
Yeah.
He really is. I like to hang with him. I mean, I always say when you find the right person, it's like the slumber party that never had to end.
Right.
You know, the next day you'd have a great slumber party with your friend and then the parents would come pick the kid up. I'm still waiting for Jim's parents to come pick him up.
Wouldn't that be
You
weird?
Guys do a lot of like light as a feather, stiff as a board stuff?
And sure.
True, no, I don't
true
trust
or false.
Him.
Like at slumber parties? A lot of Archie comic books are read out loud?
I do put his hand in the hot water.
As soon as he falls asleep?
Yeah.
That's a fun... That's never
Only when he's
on.
Out
Underwear
of the hammock.
In the freezer. Yeah.
Short sheeting the bed. That's always fun. All that stuff is fun. Pat's going to be at Zanies in St. Charles this Thursday through Sunday. Zanies.com has information. And you have your own website. Things must be going
Can you
good.
Believe it?
Things must be going good, Pat
website.
McGann.
Who doesn't?
You sound like my mom. Hey, and he has his own website.
www.patmcgannncomedy.com.
Period. Period. C-O-M.
That's right. That's right. And then, period. You know what I'd like to... yeah. There's
I
a
thought it was in
there.
The name of it. I'm like, Pat McGann Comedy, period.
Yeah.
What?
That's a weird website. What about this White Sox podcast you're doing? That's cool.
Yeah, very excited about it. We just started it at Sox Fest end of January. It's called The Cycle. Mm-hmm. And it's with the White Sox, with MLB. MLB actually owns it. They own all the digital content for the baseball teams.
How'd you get that gig? That's so cool.
You know, the White Sox have been good to me. I've done a few things with them over the past few years.
You're a lifelong fan, of course, of
yes.
the White Sox.
Batty, good to you.
Big yeah. Sox fan. And we did a couple of like variety-style shows with them, with the players' wives, like comedy.
Oh, yeah.
And
you taught some of the players how to do stand-up comedy, didn't you?
Not stand-up, but we did, like, you know, some
comedy
sketches,
bits, yeah.
And I did stand-up there, and we just, we did, a parody video for Canerco's retirement, which
oh, yeah?
was great.
I miss him so much.
Yeah, it was fun. So they're just, you know, this relationship has just kind of evolved, and we were talking about a podcast, and we kind of pitched the idea to him, and... It's just like, it's different than a lot of baseball podcasts and that's not like inside baseball, you know, it's not, we're breaking down stats and
you
all
You talk
that.
About
we're,
other
so
things.
So it's exciting,
yeah.
you mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
and interesting?
It's cool. We had Frank Thomas on our first one and, you know, he talked about how he likes watching soap operas. Which,
does he really?
Yeah.
See, that to me is cool, finding out the other side of the player.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what's fun about it. And it's not just the players, it's the broadcasters, it's people that work
Ed
with the
Farmer,
team.
Ed
Farmer,
I love him.
Yeah, so it's been, and now that the season is starting...
Today,
and they're
going to
be
today.
Back. Yeah. They're going to be back in town. I think we'll have a lot more access to some of the players, the active players.
Oh, that's great.
We did one with Jason Benetti, the new broadcaster,
yeah.
who's going to be splitting the season with Hawk.
Yeah.
And what a great story and what a tremendous guy. And he's like, has so much just common, not like pop culture knowledge and
yeah.
just things. They talk about like we were in and out of baseball, but more talking about just random stuff. He's from the South Side and
mm-hmm.
how he got started, how he got this gig. And it's
And
it's
he's
fun.
Overcome a lot for people
he certainly
to know
has.
His story. He's
yeah.
overcome a lot
he
of
has
things.
He has cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And he talks about that a lot. And he's a big advocate for people that are faced with that challenge. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I so. Can't wait to hear him.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Yeah, his voice is tremendous.
How are they deciding which games he does and which Ken Harrelson does? I don't understand the scheduling.
Yeah, so... Hawk is going to do the road games.
Oh, he is.
And then I think he'll do like a lot of some of the bigger home games, like when they play the Cubs. I think he's doing opening day.
You know what's strange about that, though? Other people who have done that split season always only want to do home games. They
right.
don't want to travel.
So I guess the difference is, and you're right, because when I heard it too, I was like, the difference is his commute. So I guess Hawk lives in Indiana.
Yeah.
And he's got like a 2-hour drive
yeah.
each night.
What's his address? Do you know his address?
No, I do not.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm not sure. He lives in a nest.
He lives in a nest? Yeah. Are you sure?
Hawk.
Oh, yeah, big, I guess he would live in a nest, yeah.
In a tree.
With a can of corn.
Overlooking.
Mercy.
Overlooking I-80.
That's
unusual.
No,
I think he lives out in like Chesterton or something.
Oh, does
but
he?
But he's got yeah. quite a drive.
Yeah.
And he's...
So he figured out mathematically it's easier to fly to Anaheim.
Right, it's easier to do the road games than to go from the hotel to the game.
And that makes a lot of sense, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. It does when you think about it. Because he was... I think he'll still be at the park, but he wanted to be there for 3-4 hours for the game. And then,
right.
You know, because if they went in the extra innings and he's getting out of there at like 11.
That gets late.
All right.
We don't want him staying up late.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, I'm sorry I butted in, but where do we find your White Sox podcast, which is called The Cycle?
Yes, it's on iTunes. You can go to iTunes, and we'd love for people to subscribe to it, review it. And
I'll do it. I'll
we're actually doing something up until April 11th. If you do review the podcast on iTunes, you can get a chance to win a Chris Sale hat.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's very nice. What do you make of what went on with
What Adam? Do I make on the podcast?
No.
That's
I wouldn't ask you that.
That's a very forward question.
I would never ask you that. Is it more than $100 a month? It is? That's pretty good. What do you make of what happened with Adam LaRoche and his son?
And when will Drake be on your podcast?
You should have him on.
Well, you guys just caught on to the one issue that probably...
He's not supposed to talk about it, by the way.
You're
Jerry Reinsdorf
up.
Says no talking.
Did you see Pat tear up?
There's a gag order on that whole thing.
No one associated with the White Sox can talk
about
it.
My take on it was it's good that they addressed it when they did.
Yep.
And that it's and they're moving on from it.
You
yeah, because we haven't heard
some,
a peep.
Yeah, there were some.
You went out on a branch farther than the one that Ken Harrelson's nest is on.
Right. How about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a kind of a weird story that
didn't, it's over. We're back.
Didn't
White
go
Sox.
Away. And, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like.
I heard the Mariners might pick the kid up. They might take him on as a backup. That'd be excellent. Wouldn't another team just go, you're welcome with us.
Right,
come
exactly.
on out. We'd love to have you. Pat McGann is here. Very funny man.
He's both.
He's plural. Pat McGann is so funny. He's funny. You're funny enough for two men.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Two men in one.
He's appearing at Zanies in St. Charles this Thursday. Both Pat McGanns are. Thursday through Saturday. Zanies.com has your ticket information. More in a moment. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
You're headbanging, Bill.
I hear this, I can't help but to bang my head on something, and now I have a contusion.
Oh, it's just Weezer?
Yeah, it's just Weezer, that's all.
Sorry.
That's all right. Don't apologize. Pat McGann is here, everybody. He's appearing at Zanies in St. Charles this Thursday through Sunday. Go see Pat and then do some antiquing in the area.
St. Charles is great. Bring your best friend. Bring your wife. Because my wife is my best friend.
That's right.
What did she text
Sarah.
You during the break?
She did.
She's my best friend.
Well,
bestest.
That's how it should
you
be.
You asked best, and I was thinking, I don't know who my best friend is, but my
but bestest friend is your wife.
Definitely.
That's how it should always be.
I didn't
be.
Know you could backpedal so well.
What are you talking about?
Think
this
you'd
segment
fall down.
Is sponsored by Schwinn. You're backpedaling
right.
so often. We're talking baseball because today is opening day, and you're a lifelong White Sox fan. How do you think the White Sox will do? Wendy and I were just saying we're optimistic about this year's team.
Me too.
Are you as well?
Yeah, I think they're going to score runs. That's the pitching was there last year, the starting pitching. The bullpen maybe was a little bit shaky, but I think it's going to be stronger this year, and they're going to score runs. I am optimistic, you know? I mean, I'm never a guy that's going to be like, oh, you know, they're going to win 94 games and be – but I think they're going to be very – I thought they were going to be good last year, though, so you never know. But I am more confident about this year. I think they have what a lot of teams – that are successful have that is the intangibles and the chemistry. It sounds ridiculous, but I think it really does matter.
It could work.
I was around those 05 guys last year. They did a 10-year reunion at the Chicago Theater, and we had a show, and just being around those guys, you pick up on it. It's obvious that there is it matters, like that you get along, you're with each other so much.
That seemed to be quite a camaraderie back then, though.
Yeah.
It's not like that now. Adam Rowan, all those, Joe Creedy, all those people.
Yeah, those guys had something special, and what I'm saying is I think this year, it's this guy Todd Frazier, everyone that we have talked to that was down in Arizona, is like, this guy is just a unifier, and he's funny, and he's like a great guy. And so just adding him in the mix.
That's
and
then an getting all-star third baseman.
A guy
that
like
they
Jimmy
needed.
Rollins. Yep. Jimmy Rollins, who's been around the league forever and won a World Series and knows how it's done.
Had a great spring.
Yeah,
home runs
solid
aplenty.
Spring.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, once they, if you get off, it's momentum too in baseball. If you get off to a nice start and then it kind of snowballs from there. So,
right.
Yeah,
right,
I'm optimistic.
Right.
It should be fun.
It's always nice opening day. I know it's cliche and everybody who's ever been around baseball always says it, but every team, all 30 teams have the belief this could work. You know, you don't know because you haven't seen anything yet, but there is some sort of exuberance about opening day.
Yeah, except, you know.
Except
the Expos.
Well, except the Montreal Expos.
They have no chance.
Right. I always like how most stadiums or stadia, if you're saying
stadia.
Your proper stadia.
Stadia, really?
More than one stadium
you
is a stadia.
Latin.
Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah, it is. So around the league, on opening day, it's a jam-packed full house. You can't get a seat no matter what you do. But if you go the second day, there's plenty of open seats.
Right. Yeah, that's usually the case.
That's totally it on the south side.
But for the south side this year, the Friday opener is going to help because it's like they're kind of selling it as opening weekend.
Right.
So you have...
Kicking it off, baby.
Right.
Because last, you know, sometimes like today in Oakland, it's Monday. Game two,
isn't
Tuesday.
It Monday here too?
Yeah, it is. But there's
a
time difference. There is a time difference,
right.
Wendy.
And
right.
I'm sorry if I said Adam, I meant Aaron Rowan.
Later tonight, it won't be. Later tonight, it'll be Tuesday
That's
here.
That's so true.
And it'll be Monday.
Not till after
there.
Midnight.
Yeah, but... But just saying.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
See, this is why you're not my best friend. Calling me out.
And, you know, you
The thing is, the Sox being Friday opener is my point.
Right.
The second game Saturday, so I think
momentum,
nice weekend. They should have a nice weekend.
It sounds like the White Sox have the ability to time travel based on what you just said, but they don't,
they
do they?
No,
are they the
don't.
Only team in the American League who can time travel? Yeah, that's excellent.
They may or may not.
That's great. What about the summer? Are you looking forward to some warm weather in the summer, Pat? What comes up for you? What do you have planned for the warm weather?
You know,
these are great questions, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, I know who his best friend is. And
bring
his
the
best
slip and slide
friend.
Out front, and
yep,
you know, just enjoy.
A lemonade
I love the
stand?
Warm weather.
Will
warm weather is not
stand?
Great for comedy, though. Comedy is at its best, and you know,
when
more,
it's cold
more
and
people,
miserable.
Yeah, more people come out.
Yeah,
to the clubs and the shows.
Do you have outdoor venues for comedy? Because that's an idea.
You
that
never want to
really,
do it outdoors.
Yeah, it's really that's hard.
Like fests and stuff is
the
not,
worst.
Yeah,
people could eat food on a stick while watching you. That wouldn't work.
People eating too, terrible.
Well, in a club, there's no distraction. They understand you got to face
captive
forward
audience.
And watch. Yeah, but outside,
I've done it. I've done shows at you know horrible under horrible circumstances. I
you
did
should do it on a plane.
I did a show at like a they
used
like
to do
a
that,
May
by the way.
Crowning event or something.
Oh,
for
that's fun.
The Immaculate Mary out in Des Plaines, and it was like my dad got me the gig from his barber.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he's like, I think
excellent.
I got you a gig. I've been doing stand up for like a month, and he's like, I think I got you a gig, and I go out and like. The whole,
barber.
No one there even spoke English. They all spoke Italian.
Oh, wow.
And it was, I killed. I absolutely crushed it.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that was a bunch of bad circumstances. It was outside. They were eating. They didn't speak English.
Oh, wow.
And they had a DJ, and he never left the stage. He just kind of stood behind me.
For what reason? Any reason?
I don't know. I think
back up.
Thought I was going to steal the stuff or something.
You never knew when you needed some sound effect or something.
Yeah, right.
He
right.
helped
yeah.
you out.
Well, and you still to this day, I know you tour with him. You work with him.
Yeah,
I've
he's my
you.
Guy. He's my best friend.
He's always good.
Love that guy.
I've done a show where they told me a couple minutes into the show, this is years and years ago, I was working outside, and then somebody came up on stage, a very official-looking guy, and he called me over, and he whispered in my ear that was enough comedy, I would be hosting a lip-sync contest at that point.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
seriously?
About 7 minutes in, yeah.
I love how you describe him, very official-looking
well, he
guy.
Looked like, normally I would have called
like
security and
or?
Go, there's a scary-looking guy, but he looked like somebody who...
Was in charge?
Yeah, so I just he just explained. He goes, "I think we've seen enough. Well,
right.
Let's do a lip sync contest."
Oh, that's hilarious!
So
I jokingly
those are the ones you remember.
Yep,
right. I jokingly mentioned doing stand up on a plane. That's happened.
Yeah, Southwest Airlines years and years ago used to have
right.
on short flights like from Chicago to Detroit or Chicago to St. Louis, somebody would come up and do 20 minutes of stand up on the flight.
And now they just have their flight crew do it.
Absolutely, they
because
really
they're
do.
Really good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're good.
They're good.
They're
not.
They are funny. They have a sense of humor.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what you want when you could possibly die in the air, you right. know, because I'm not a good flyer.
Leave on a laugh.
You don't yeah. like to fly, huh?
I'm getting better. You know, when you bring the kids with, you have to put on your brave face for them, and yep. they're fine with flying, so I guess I'm all right now.
Yeah.
But it's still weird how that thing stays up there.
It's a like frequency for me. Like, if I'm flying a lot, like...
Then you get used to it.
Yeah, but then yeah. if I go for, like... 3-4 months without, then I'm like, ah, you know.
Then it gets
I'm not a fan of the turbulence.
No,
but I'm not scared.
You have to ask them nicely. Could we yeah. have a flight without turbulence? They'll provide no turbulence for you if you want. If you
I
nice.
Just flew. I was in Phoenix this weekend for a gig, and the people that were like on the flight before me, I guess, because they were asking us at the gate. This woman asked us how the flight was, and they said, yeah. the last flight was like the drink cart went.
Oh, great.
That makes me so nervous. I white knuckle it. I grab like my armrest because it's weird.
The guy next to me flying home yesterday was praying.
Was
really?
He really?
Out loud?
No, not out loud, but you know. And he was like, I sat next to a real tall guy, which was, he was really in my space, which is not fun. He went wide, like his leg
wide
was over by me. Yeah.
You should fly your own plane, Pat. I think you've achieved enough thought about in your career where you just get
Once
your own
Once this
plane.
Podcast gets going, talk to them about a charter.
Can't That'll your be nice dad's one. Barber get you a plane?
Think about it.
So Consider I'll ask you guys. You guys are great interviewers. I think, you know, I've been on your show a lot of times. Now that I'm doing this podcast, what's the biggest tip you give someone just for interviewing? And don't say listen. I've heard that.
Oh,
one.
For interviewing?
Yeah.
I learned this from Bobby Skafish. Have a couple of questions ready to roll that you want to ask them in case you get like yes or no answers, so you're prepared. But just listen to them and ask, like build on what they've just said. Like when you said Frank Thomas liked soap operas, how did that come out? And then it's probably just when you were having a conversation, correct?
Sure. Yeah.
That's the best way to interview someone.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm in the same boat. Don't interview anybody. Have a conversation with
Just
somebody.
Just talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work better. Like a good question would not be, what are you going to do this summer?
Right. Like I was going to.
Never ask that. Who's yes. your best friend? I would never ask a question like that. That's a waste of time.
Well, that's good if you're talking to a fourth grader, I think.
Right.
Who's your best friend?
Right.
What's your favorite color?
Interview a lot of fourth graders. You can't go wrong. Pat McGann, everybody, will be at Zanies in St. Charles this Thursday through Sunday. Zanies.com has the information. And then his podcast, The Cycle, you want to go to whitesox.com to find The Cycle. And then the first ones are already up? Or they're
yeah,
about to
you
be
can
up.
Go to iTunes, and we're
it's
dropping
free.
Them every week. It's free, yeah. Download it. They're fun. And we got this weekend, we got Johnny Resnick, the singer from the Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Dolls.
He's singing the anthem at the opener. We're going to have him on the podcast. And we're going to have Darius Fleming. He's linebacker for the Patriots who went to St. Rita High School.
That's great.
He saved a woman's life right before the, I think, the AFC Championship game. He
wow.
got a woman out of a burning car.
Oh, my.
Anyway, ask him
Chicago
about that.
Guy, went
my
to
advice,
Notre Dame.
Ask him about that.
We got. Oh, yeah. Right. I'm going to ask him
about
that.
Ask him if the girl is
and
now
I'm
his
find
best
out what
friend.
He's, I'm going to find out what he's doing this summer.
See what he's got going this summer, Pat. Why not?
Yeah, like?
All right. News is next.
PatMcGannComedy.com.
That's how you do it. We'll be right back. Bill and Wendy, WGN.